Before, he had contended for the kingship of a tribe far distant, and now, battered and still sore, he roamed the wilderness an outcast. Later he might return to his own tribe and submit to the will of the hairy brute he had attempted to dethrone, but for the time being he dared not do so, since he had sought not only the crown but the wives as well of his lord and master. It would require an entire moon at least to bring forgetfulness to him he had wronged, and so Toog wandered a strange jungle, grim, terrible, hate-filled. It was in this mental state that Toog came unexpectedly upon a young she feeding alone in the jungle. A stranger she, lithe and strong and beautiful beyond compare. Toog caught his breath and slunk quickly to one side of the trail where the dense foliage of the tropical underbrush concealed him from Teeka, while permitting him to feast his eyes upon her loveliness. But not alone were they concerned with Teeka. They roved the surrounding jungle in search of the bulls and cows and baloos of her tribe, though principally for the bulls. When one covets a she of an alien tribe, one must take into consideration the great, fierce, hairy guardians who seldom wander far from their wards, and who will fight a stranger to the death in protection of the mate or offspring of a fellow, precisely as they would fight for their own.